Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, God is good and worthy to be praised, all glory, all honor belongs to him this day, this night and forevermore. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray for thy glory, thy mercy, and thy love. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you, humbling ourselves and need thy mighty hand here tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord. Just a thank you and a praising you because of your mercy, your grace, and your love. Just a thank you and a praising you for who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Now, precious Father, I get out of the way that you may have your way here tonight in the name of Jesus. As we humble ourselves under thy mighty hand, on bended knees and bow down head, looking on to the hills from which coming our help coming from you. Oh, precious Father, in the name of Jesus, out of the hand, Calvary's cross, anoint us with clay, use us, Father God, for thy glory in the name of Jesus. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have the Bible with me, I'd like you to open up to the book of John, the book of John, the 16th chapter, and we'll be looking at verse 13 through 14. The book of John, the 16th chapter, verses 13 through 14. And the word of God reads, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it on to you. Also in the book of Acts, the first chapter, verse 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Samaria, Judea and in Samaria, and unto the othermost parts of the earth. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his holy word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we are ever so grateful and thankful for another opportunity to lift up that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. We are ever so grateful and thankful for everything that has been done, everything that will be done, in that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. Through the use of the internet, we are able to teach and preach on a local level and be able to reach on a global level. Hallelujah. This week, next few minutes, I want to talk about being empowered by the Holy Spirit to do God's work. Being empowered by the Holy Spirit to do God's work. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we serve an awesome God. We serve a God that's entirely biblical. A God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. So here tonight, we are thankful and grateful that God have allowed us to still be here in the land of the living, to still be on top of the ground and the ground not on top of us. So believers in Christ, in our journey as Christians, God invites us into a new way of life. Through our relationship with Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. You see, accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, it introduces us to the transformation power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, child of God, we are reminded of what the scripture says in Acts 1, verse 8. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Yes, child of God, to fully experience the power of the Holy Spirit, you must surrender to his leading and submit to his work in your heart. Beloved, the Holy Spirit empowers us to overcome sin and to walk in righteousness. The Holy Spirit enables us to live according to God's word, and it empowers us to resist temptation. Yes, child of God, in moments of weakness, the Holy Spirit is there to uplift and to strengthen you and to remind you of your identity in Christ and about the victory that you have in him. Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new on a spiritual level. So, beloved, hallelujah, through the power of the Holy Spirit, we are equipped to pray with confidence and with boldness. You see, the Holy Spirit enables us to communicate with God on a deeper level and intercedes for us when we lack the words to express in our heart. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, we need the Holy Spirit in times of difficulties, in times such as this. We need God's power to help us to overcome all obstacles and difficulties and troubles that we'll face. Here in the book of John, chapter 16, verse 13 and 14, we know that after Jesus Christ ascended on high, he left a message with his disciples at that particular time for them to go tarry in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Before he ascended on high. And he gave them a promise and said the Holy Spirit will be sent to be a helper. And after he gave that particular orders and particular promise, after ascended on high, sitting at the right hand of the Father, after 10 days, while the disciples was in the upper room, in one heart, one mind, and in one accord, the Holy Spirit came in like a rushing mighty wind, set upon each and every one that was in the room, and fill them with power. The Holy Spirit came upon them, and the evidence was they were speaking in other tongues. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the manifestation took place because the promise, hallelujah, came forth. Here we see it in John 16, verse 13 and 14. It says, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. The Holy Spirit shall glorify. The Holy Spirit shall glorify Jesus. For he shall receive of mine and shall shew it to you. So believers in Christ, the Holy Spirit guides us. Jesus truth. Yes, the Holy Spirit is a person. It is part of the Godhead. The Holy Spirit, first of all, God the Father, Jesus his Son, Lord and Savior of our lives, and the Holy Spirit all agrees as one. They work in unity. Hallelujah. So, beloved, do you want to be able to hear God's voice as you read through the pages of the Bible? It is done by the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, who communicate all of that to you. Yes, we are reminded here also in the book of John, the 10th chapter, verse 27 and 28. Jesus says, "My sheep hears my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I will give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man snatch or pluck them out of my hand." This is a promise that was given. All the promises of God in him are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. So we as heirs and joint heirs with Christ, we are qualified and eligible for all the promises of God to be manifested in our lives. It's all because of Jesus. And by us being as followers of his that was drafted into the beloved family of God, we then, hallelujah, have benefits because of Christ, because of Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the Holy Spirit directs our footsteps. Romans 8, verse 14 says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." Again, tonight we're talking about being empowered by the Holy Spirit to do God's work. You see, the Holy Spirit is not wrapped up in trying to bring attention to itself. No, the Holy Spirit works in unity to lift up that above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. A question may be asked, what is the role of the Holy Spirit? Believer in Christ, the Holy Spirit is a member, again, of the Godhead, which bear witness of God, the Heavenly Father, and of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is the source of personal testimonies and revelation. Beloved, the word, the works of the Holy Spirit is to exalt Christ in our heart. You see, the Holy Spirit is God's presence in the lives of the believers in Christ. As believers in Christ, the Holy Spirit is the conduit of life from God into our heart. He that is connected to the true source, as God being our source. He that abides in the vine, we as the branches that abide in the vine being Jesus Christ, the branches being us as followers of his. This is where we get our nourishment in order to grow spiritually. Yes, the Holy Spirit is a necessity. The filling of the Holy Spirit in our lives, it is essential in order to help us overcome first of all sin, and overcome things that will be setbacks in our lives. So when we get ourselves to a place in the Lord where we are wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in him, then we are hooked into the right source in order to overcome anything the devil will throw our way. We know that the devil goes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. But the Bible gives us assurance, according to John that the thief come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the Holy Spirit is the conduit for life from God into our hearts. You see, he is the one who controls our thoughts, our words, our attitude, our actions as we follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one that directs our steps through all the complicated paths of life and keep us from sin, from sinning. This is what the abundant life is all about. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, while we are in this flesh, we are liable to sin. You see, sin will take you further than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay. But in the end, sin will collect its wages, and the wages of sin is death. It could be spiritually as well as physically. Bible says here in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 9, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of God, dwells in you. Talking about the eighth clause of the verse. Also in Romans 8, verse 11, the word of God says, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also give life to your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwells in you. So, beloved, again, we are reminded that the Holy Spirit is a conduit of life from God himself into our hearts. Oh, what a blessing, my brothers and sisters in Christ, in 2023 to know that God is still alive and well, that God has all power in his hands, that the God of the universe, he sits high, but look low. That the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob neither slumber nor sleep. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, child of God, the Holy Spirit is all about, is also the one who gives us spiritual gifts to all followers of Christ, so that we can all play our role in the body of Christ. You see, there's no big I's and little U's in the kingdom of God. Here, the Apostle Paul reminds us as he writes to the Corinthians church here in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 through 11. It says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit all. For to one it is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these work it that one and the self same Spirit distributing to every man individually as he will. So, beloved, it is through these gifts of the Spirit that we function, best as the church. And it is through these gifts that we are able to proclaim the power of Jesus to people who desperately need to know our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. So, beloved believer in Christ, the Holy Spirit empowers us to proclaim, to announce, and to declare the gospel, God's word, as witnesses of Christ, going beyond the comfort, our comfort zone, into the highways and the byways, and compel people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So, beloved, as Christians, we experience God's presence and his power through the Holy Spirit. Also, the Holy Spirit guarantees your hope of heaven. Yes, beloved, the Holy Spirit is a guarantee of your inheritance in heaven. We are reminded in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. The word of God says, "In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that you believe, you are sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the down payment of your inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory." People of God, the devil, the enemy of our soul, he wants to destroy our hope, and will try to get you or to get us to doubt our Savior's love. But the Holy Spirit leading, teaching, gifting, and proclaiming is proof that you belong to God, and you belong to God forever. So don't let anyone be with you, because the Holy Spirit is of vital importance in your life in 2023. It is through him that the character of Christ is revealed in you as a follower of his, which is also demonstrated in the fruits of the Spirit. Here we see in the book of Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. The word says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and self-control. Against such there is no law. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, when we look at Galatians 5, verse 25, it says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. People of God, today, when we look around, in 2023, today, as we being believers in Christ, we should allow the Holy Spirit to develop these character traits within us so that we might be blameless before others. and not to hinder the testimony of Christ. Yes, beloved, Christian character result from coming from Christ living in us. Christ living in us, the hope of glory. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, as born-again believers, we live different from the world. We're in this world, but we're not of it. We're in this world living physically as well as spiritually. But our focus is on eternal, on eternity. Because we realize that everything around us, even the earth where we are living in, that one day shall pass away. Heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will abide forever. So we are determined as born-again believers not only just to talk the talk, but to walk our walk with Christ on a daily basis. Even though it's not just a walk, it's a journey. We must endure all the way to the end. Because the word says, he that endure all the way to the end shall be saved. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, people of God, in 2023, as believers in Christ, we should allow the Holy Spirit to develop character, these character traits, the fruits of the Spirit within us, so that we might be blameless before others in this world that we are living in. Yes, we can't live just any kind of way. Our lifestyle has to line up with what God wants from us. We've been bought with a price. God gave us his best. Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, as God gave us his best, let us in 2023, as born-again believers in Christ, let us give him our best, realizing that we're not our own anymore, that we've been bought with a price, that the temple that we live in, our bodies, is a temple of God. Let us let him fill us with his Holy Spirit on a daily basis, not just one time, but on a continuous basis, because the Holy Spirit that we had in 2022 won't be able to hold us in 2023. That's why we have to be refilled to overflowing, filled with God's Holy Spirit in order to keep us, protect us, lead us, guide us in a total truth, in absolute truth, which is the Word of God. Because you see, the Word of God is what brings forth changes in our lives. We can't just only hear the word, but we got to be doers of God's word on a daily basis. Hearing the word is good, but doing the word is where we exercise faith. Where we exercise faith in order to build ourselves up on a spiritual basis. You see, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Also in Hebrews 11:6, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God, and them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is, and he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Again, tonight we're talking about being empowered by God's Holy Spirit to do his work. in 2023.
Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, yes, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, Lord, I worship you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We worship him because of who he is. He is God, and he's God all by himself. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Well, we just thank God for everyone that is listening, and all those that will be listening at a later date. We just thank God for each and every one. Amen, because God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We just ask you continuously to pray for us, and we'll do the same for you. We just touch and agree. Whatever you believe in God for, and God will work it out in your behalf. Hallelujah. Just stretch out in faith. Believe God. Amen. Stand on his word and his promises. And when he sees fit, when he is ready to move in your behalf, he'll do it for you. That's the type of God that we serve. Again, remember, there's no big eyes and little U's in the kingdom of God. God is no respecter of person. What he do for one, he can do for another. All he expects us to do is give him something to work with. Give him our faith. He has given to every man the measure of faith. So we start from that measure he gives and build on it on a daily basis. Hallelujah. You want to know how big God is in you and can do for you unless you put him to the test, unless you put your hand in the master's hand. Look on to the hills from which cometh your help, because your help cometh from the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised in 2023. Hallelujah. He is an awesome God. He is a God that is willing, able, and ready to meet our each and every need in our lives. So again, tonight we're talking about being empowered by the Holy Spirit to do God's work, to be, hallelujah, to line up with the power, to line up with God's perfect will for our lives, and to be empowered by his Holy Spirit, by the Spirit of God, so that we can go forth. And whatever we encounter or come our way, we have the confidence of knowing that God before us, who or what can be against us in 2023. So again, beloved, people of God, today in 2023, as believers in Christ, let us allow the Holy Spirit to develop the fruits of the Spirit within us so that we might be blameless before others. Hallelujah. Living in a world full of sin, in a world that is decaying rapidly, in an ever-changing world that even our culture is changing day by day. But I stop by to let you know, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we serve a God that never changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God promised in his word never to leave us nor forsake us. So it's good to know that whatever we go through, that God is with us. Here, my brothers and sisters in Christ, when we look at when it's pertaining to prayer, as we know, the time that we're living in, it is time to pray like never before. There's things that's happening right now in 2023 that we haven't experienced before. Wickedness is running rapid throughout the land. There's wars and rumors of war that is taking place. People, their morale have fallen very low. People will run to a lie before accepting the truth. These days are very, very, hallelujah, very, very dangerous. But as being a born-again believer in Christ, knowing that God sits high but look low, knowing that all power is in his hand, we can rest assured of knowing, according to Romans 8:28, it says, but we know that all things work together for good, for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. So when we look at prayer, for instance, the Bible says in Luke 18, verse 1, the B clause of the verse, that men are always to pray and don't faint or lose heart. Sometimes when we pray, we don't have to always pray audibly, but be mindful throughout the day of having a prayerful attitude. Always meditating, and always thinking on the scriptures, because out of the scriptures, the answers to life itself is in the word of God. So here we see in Romans 8, verse 26 and 27, it says, when we talk about intercessory prayer, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought to. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. This is the role of the intercessor. The role of the Holy Spirit interceding for you and I as born-again believers in Christ, sitting at the right hand of the Father on a daily basis. Yes, believer in Christ, the Holy Spirit infused our prayer. It infused our prayer with power and aligns them with God's will, which bring about transformation and breakthrough in our lives. You see, the Holy Spirit empowers us to be effective witnesses of Christ's love and truth. Beloved, as we step out in faith and we share our faith with others, the Holy Spirit gives us the right words to speak, and he opens the hearts of those to hear. He works through us in order to touch our lives and to bring people into a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. So we must understand the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives in 2023. You see, the Holy Spirit desires to have a personal relationship with each and every believer of Christ. One that goes beyond theology knowledge. He wants to be known intimately as a friend who walks with us through the ups and downs in life. He is our helper, our paraclete, one that walks on the side of us. He wants to guide us, lead us, hallelujah, into God's promises. Yes, child of God, in order to develop a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit, you must make time, spend time in your prayer life, in your worship, in your study of God's word, and also in the meditation of God's word on a daily basis. You see, as you seek God's presence, the Holy Spirit will reveal the heart of the Father to you as his child and bring you into a deeper understanding of God's love and grace. Yes, beloved believer in Christ, your relationship with the Holy Spirit will teach you to discern his leading and following of his guidance. here in 2023. Yes, child of God, people of God, the Holy Spirit speaks to us in various ways, which includes through reading of God's word, through the prompting in our hearts, and through the counsel of other believers of Christ. You see, as we listen and obey, we will experience the joy and peace that comes from walking in alignment with God's plan for our lives. See, the Bible says in 1 Samuel 15, verse 22, the B clause of the verse, to obey is better than the sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. Yes, the Holy Spirit is the ultimate source of comfort. He is the encourager in times of difficult troubles and sorrows. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, it is essential, important for us to know, hallelujah, by God's Holy Spirit, that he will allow the Spirit of God, his Holy Spirit, to lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. Again, we are reminded for in the book of Acts 1, verse 8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit is come upon you, and ye shall be witness unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in all Samaria and unto the othermost parts of the earth. Yes, believer in Christ, the Holy Spirit, primary purpose is for giving the church power in order to harvest souls for God's service. It is not about making a great church service. It is not about blessing our socks off. No, it's about, hallelujah, bringing souls to Jesus Christ. You see, the word says one plant, one water, but God bring the increase. So we as born-again believers of Christ, we are the ones that has to go and spread the word. We are the ones that has to go and plant the seed of the word of God in people's hearts by witnessing to them on a daily basis. Yes, we know in 2023, God is moving. He's still alive and well. He still sits high but look low. It may seem as if the devil is winning, but we must keep fighting the good fight of faith. Keep moving as God moves. Keep believing. Keep trusting him. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. All your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Yes, people of God, in 2023, ask the Holy Spirit to give you God's heart for the harvest of souls in order to go about on your daily basis as you pray and ask the Holy Spirit to allow people to cross your path and to prepare their hearts as we open up our mouth and tell others about the goodness of the Lord. Let them know what Jesus did. Give them to share your testimony as the Holy Spirit allows you to. Beloved, there are people all around us in this world that we are living in 2023 who need Jesus Christ in their life. Yes, believers in Christ, one of the ways that the power of the Holy Spirit moves in our heart is to give us a love for the lost, for those that are still sinning, for those that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their lives, those that are still lost, trying to find their way, those that are tore up from the floor, those that needs to hear and needs to hear a word from God that will give them encouragement, a word of God that will change that situation, their hopeless situation that they are in. Yes, believer in Christ, the truth lies within us. God wants us to be his mouthpiece, his hands and feet. He wants us to go in the byways and the highways and compel people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, the power of the Holy Spirit will move in your heart to give you a love for the people, for those that needs to hear the good news, for those that needs to hear in a hopeless situation. Yes, believer in Christ, we need to care about eternal souls. Someone stood in the gap for you and I, whether it was a mother, a father, grandmother, grandfather, cousin, aunts and uncles, whoever. Bible says in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The same God that moved in your behalf and calls you to come to the place of surrendering your life to Christ is the same God that sits high and looks low. He's the same God that wants us to be selfless, to come out of ourselves and allow him to work in us and through us, to share with others about the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we as born-again believers need to care about eternal souls, need to be concerned about those who are apart from Christ, those who are separated from God, and needs to be rescued by the power of the gospel. Here in the word of God, Jesus set an example for us in Luke 19:10. It says, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. So we as followers of Christ have left us his set example of what he did. He seeked and he saved that which was lost. He shed his blood for the remission of our sins. Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there'd be no forgiveness for sin. Jesus did it all for us. He became poor that we may be rich in him. In time past, God seen fit, and he preordained, as believers in Christ, a purpose in our lives. He have created us for such a time as this. He have created us on purpose, for a purpose. So believer in Christ, God is very real in 2023. And he is working in the world like never before. People of God, no matter how we try to dress it or try to put people in a box or in different groups, they may look on the surface as if all is well. But we as we as people of God knows that we are living in a broken world, a world that is steady fading away, a world that is full of sin, a world that is on a daily basis is decaying. We know in people's lives when we look around, there's trouble. There's trouble in our house, the White House, the church house. Everywhere we go, there is trouble. So because of trouble, there's brokenness behind the scene. So, beloved, you know exactly what I mean in 2023. For example, there's brokenness in marriage relationship, family relationship, brokenness in emotional health and mental health, all type of lawful things happening all around us. Indeed, the world is in trouble and need prayers. So we must pray on a daily basis. As I bring this message to a close about being empowered by the Holy Spirit to do God's work, we just hope and pray that was something that was said that will give you encouragement to go on a little bit further in 2023. Again, we as born-again believers of Christ, we've been empowered with the Holy Spirit in order to go forward and be set examples of what the Spirit of God can do in us and through us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much for joining us this evening. We pray that you've gleaned some information that you can help enhance your life spiritually. If so, please share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and friends and have them join you as you join us every Tuesday and Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'd love to have all of you. If you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear discussed, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Please address your correspondence to Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, Tebow, T-H-I, B as in boy, E-A-U-X as in x-ray, or Lisa Tebow. We'd love to hear from you. Again, the number is 347-826-9424. Dial that number every Tuesday and Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless and have a great weekend.